Hey, Bryce here. Undercoating your vehicle offers several benefits, including reducing road noise and protecting the undercarriage of your vehicle from road debris. Go see my friends at Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Linex, on Airway Drive off Vilas. Much more than bedliners.
I've hoisted a cup of Black Rock coffee. Here once again, live in the Day Electric Studio, Black Rock Coffee, of course, the official coffee of the Bill Myers Show. And you can try it for yourself. Biddle Road, right across from Sherm's Food for Less in Medford, and a sit-down location and a drive-through location right across from Dick's Sporting Good in the Northgate Shopping Center in Medford. Very, very great coffee. Three grinds I'm enjoying. I'm enjoying the medium grind right now. I forget the actual name of it, but it's the medium one. There's the lightest one. There's Steel Bridge, which I think is the darkest one, and Pearl? Is it Pearl? Okay, one way or another, you're going to find that. Cinnamon Bun Breve, my favorite sweeter drink that they have there right now. And for every $25 gift card that you yourself end up purchasing, you get a free drink on the menu from Black Rock Coffee. Taking every bean, they craft that coffee. They practically do a little hand massage of the coffee beans. And okay, maybe I'm going a little bit overboard on that thing. A little hand massage of the coffee bean before they grind it. I don't know, but you'll just try it and enjoy it. All right. Now, let's talk with Greg Roberts. Greg Roberts over at rogueweather.com. Great site for keeping up on the hunting and the weather and so much more. Outdoor Report, sponsored by Waterworld Boat and Power Sport on Crater Lake Highway. How you doing this morning, Greg?
Well, I'm good, but all of a sudden you got me kind of envious of being a coffee bean massage.
I know, you get massage, you get a little diaper. You know, as a matter of fact, if you go to the Black Rock coffee trees, they have little, you know, they're handpicked and massaged and loved, little diapers when they're baby beans, and it's just a very special experience. Isn't that what we're supposed to say, especially for younger generations? It's not about things, it's about the experience.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess you can add being a coffee bean now to, you know, like being Kobe beef over in Japan where you guzzle beer, you know. I mean, hey.
That's right. They do feed the cows beer, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah. That's part of the process on getting Kobe beef is they get those animals up to weight and get what they're looking for in terms of the marbling content, and beer is a big component in it.
Hmm. What does that say about the fattening capability of beer then, hmm?
I think that's kind of proven all on its own, but yeah.
All right, let's kick around the Outdoor Report. I just got the Bing from my Mail Tribune alert this morning. It says high wind warning kicking around this weekend. Looks like it's going to be quite the mess when it comes to the weather in Southern Oregon.
Hmm? This is a no fooling kind of an event. You know, if you're listening to, you know, the warnings that are going up now for Southern Oregon and Northern California, we basically have a high wind warning that essentially covers all of Jackson County, the Cascades, the Siskiyous over east of the Cascades, the Shasta Valley. Down in Northern California, we're looking at winds. Gusts are going to be 55 to over 80 miles an hour, and those 80-mile-an-hour gusts are going to be higher up in the mountains. Mount Ashland, for example. If you had plans to ski or board Mount Ashland this weekend, those are going to get ruined. Today is probably going to be their last day of operation till next Thursday, the way it looks now, because they are looking at 55 to 75 mile an hour winds starting tomorrow and then going through Sunday and into Monday. Sustained winds up there, we are expecting to be 35 to 50 miles an hour at their elevation. Higher elevations, even higher than them, Crater Lake Rim. Well, of course, Crater Lake is closed right now because of the government shutdown, but looking at 80 to 90 mile an hour, even higher winds on the rim up at Crater Lake.
So this is a real storm. This is a thing coming
this weekend.
This
is a real storm, and it's coming as a 1-2 punch. The first punch will come in tomorrow, and the bulk of the snow will be down in Northern California, which is why the winter storm warnings are up for Northern California. In the western side of Siskiyou County, we're looking for 4 to 8 inches and up to a foot of snow hitting just tomorrow, basically. And then around Mount Shasta, where I-5 is at, again, another 4 to 8 inches with as much as 12 inches of snow. And I-5 in the Mount Shasta area, which is basically Weed to Dunsmuir, it's going to be heavy impact. If you have plans to travel south to California on I-5 and you are not a good snow and ice driver, you want to get south today. Do not delay, because if you do delay, your next good opportunity to head south is going to be Tuesday.
All right. Well, we appreciate the warning on this. Now, here in the valleys, the snow level at around 3,500 feet for most of the weekend. So you don't have to worry about Josephine County or Hayes Hill or the, what do you call them, the quadrants, the four passes on I-5?
Yeah, I call them the quad summits.
The quad summits.
Canyonville, because the highest one there is Canyon Creek Pass south of Canyonville. And it's still too low. Highway 199 out to the coast. The highest point on that one is not Hayes Hill, like a lot of people believe. They forget about Oregon Mountain and the Collier Tunnel area just inside the Del Norte County, Northern California line. That's actually 2,500 feet there. But again, no snow impact. But boy, a lot of rain, a lot of wind. We have a high wind warning for all of Jackson County for tomorrow, for Saturday, where we're expecting sustained at 30 to 40 mile an hour winds with gusts reaching up to 60. And those higher winds are definitely going to be Medford south to Ashland, but also the East Hills area of Medford, essentially from Foothill Road East going up Roxanne, those neighborhoods up there.
Oh, that's my neighborhood, by the way.
Yeah, that's just up the hill from you. That's another area where we could be seeing those bigger, higher winds of 50 to 60 miles an hour. So if you've got a bunch of Christmas decorations, especially blow-ups, things like that, out in your yard, you probably want to spend today and this evening getting that stuff down, because this is shaping up looking like a wind event we had, I want to say 4 years ago now, where we wound up seeing a lot of trees getting blown down in East Medford.
And we also have to consider that we could be looking at a lot. Yeah, we could be looking at a lot of power problems this weekend.
And yeah, we most definitely could, because the snow that we're expecting to see is going to have a lot of water content in it, and then you start throwing in the winds with trees loaded with big heavy snow, and you're going to see a lot of tree blow down up in the BLM and Forest Service lands, expecting a very significant tree blow down event. And of course, with the federal agencies on shutdown and no end to that in sight, despite what the mainstream media is telling you, no, the House did not restore government service.
Nope.
That's not likely to happen. Some of these Forest Service and BLM roads, you're going to have trees blocking them for who knows how long.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, too. I was talking with Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government last hour. We were talking about this shutdown situation, and he says that it's looking about 70-75% pretty firm resistance to make sure that there's going to be some wall funding, or else nothing that Nancy Pelosi brings is going to end up passing the Senate. It's just not going to happen because President Trump's going to veto it. And that what's really going to be interesting is to see what happens when we get to the point where SNAP benefits, you know, the free stuff army, when the free stuff army has the potential of running out, that may sharpen the thought process of a lot of people in Congress.
That's what will do it. When the minions suddenly get hungry and get angry, then the Democrats are going to be forced to move towards some sort of a compromise. On the other hand, everybody's screaming about the wall cost $5 billion. Nobody's screaming about the estimated $150 billion a year we spend on people who just really shouldn't be gaining any kind of benefits at all because they're not legally here.
Well, let's also take a look at even just what's going on. Nancy Pelosi talking about $5 billion, that's wasteful, but yet sending $5 billion to Mexico is wasteful and moral, right?
Yeah. Well,
because we do that right now with foreign aid. It's amazing.
You can find ways to justify anything you want to do in government.
Oh, yeah, and funding Planned Parenthood. That's moral, and, of course, that's not a waste of money either. But that's it. But anyway, we digress. We digress.
So, digress.
Okay, we'll take it right back into the outdoor report, away from politics here for a moment. So needless to say, prep for possible power outages, things blowing around, high winds just about everywhere. Is Josephine County going to be hit by the same level of high wind or not? How would you break that down?
They're going to get wind. It's just I don't think they're going to see as much of it.
Okay.
You know, it's just one of those situations where alignment of the terrain does not work to enhance and give them the winds like we're going to see in Jackson County.
Because Grants Pass has had some power outages quite a bit as they've been trying to get their smart meter upgrades or something put in the last few weeks. And so I was just wondering if maybe the wind would play havoc with PP&L here too.
Yeah, and you know, just because you're not under a high wind warning doesn't mean it's going to be calm. We're going to see winds, trust me, all over southern Oregon, even in the areas not covered by a high wind warning or a wind advisory. What it means is in those other areas, they're just not going to have the sustained wind activity for whatever reason that we're going to see, say, for example, here in Jackson County. Now, again, that's just for tomorrow. There is a second storm on the way in for Sunday into Monday, and that one is actually a much bigger, more powerful storm in every way, and that one is going to make a more direct hit on southern Oregon. And so we will have a whole nother round of winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, wind alerts of all kinds that will be up for southern Oregon and also down into Northern California on Sunday, and we'll go through this all over again. We've got a whole series of storms coming in on us that, quite frankly, looking at the data, the end of it really isn't anywhere in sight.
Are we going to see a lot of rain in the valleys from this, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I do expect that we're going to see plenty of locations over the next, let's take it through Monday. From now through Monday, we're going to have a lot of locations that are probably going to hit the amount of rain they would typically see for the entire month of January arrive over the course of the next 4 days, and especially when that big soaker comes in Sunday into Monday.
All right. You know what you're predicting now. You're predicting that the pool cover that I have, my tarp on my little my little in-ground swimming pool at my house, it's going it's going to collapse into the pool again. I can argue.
Potential to do that if it just keeps getting loaded and loaded with water, and then all of a sudden you go out and hey, my pool cover is now my new pool bottom liner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, enough about my problems here. Yeah. All right, so that's what we're looking at here when it comes to this is going to be the weekend then to darn your nets, you know, just work on your equipment and take it easy.
Yeah, bingo.
That's just the way that goes. All right.
That's exactly where we're going here. This first weekend of January is going to be a total loss for everything in the outdoors, honestly. So you're right. It's a great time to look through your equipment, read a great book, watch great videos about things in the outdoor, get online, do a little daydreaming, because it's going to be really, I mean, as inhospitable in the outdoors as it gets this weekend.
All right, fair enough. And that's the Outdoor Report, sponsored by Waterworld Boat and Power Sport on Crater Lake Highway in Medford. Now then, before we take off, wanted to dig into an interesting wrinkle of what ODF&W is doing with its new hunting app. Is that what it is, the hunting app?
Yeah. Oh, this is prize-winning government. You know, it's another brilliant move, quote-unquote,
okay,
by our state government leaders. What they did was they thought, well, everybody's going wireless, and so state of Oregon hooked up with this company that essentially your license purchases, your tag purchases, they are moving all of that online and to an app.
So you don't have to go down to Blackbird or Bi-Mart or anywhere else.
Well, Blackbird and Bi-Mart will still be point of purchase sales as they've always been before.
Good.
But I do know that smaller retailers out in rural areas of Jackson County, I know of two who have now dropped all of their fish and game stuff because they did make the move to doing it all, selling it online. But the even bigger thing is, it has been a time-honored tradition that to purchase your tags and your license, you would go to a Blackbird, a Bi-Mart, you'd walk up to the counter, they would print out and hand you your license, and then especially your tags on this special paper with protective covering on it, so it would be more able to withstand getting wet, bloody, you
yeah.
name it.
Yeah.
They would hand you this stuff. Well, the state of Oregon was paying for that. The state of Oregon decided that was extra cost they no longer needed. They're no longer doing that. And so I saw firsthand at Blackbird this week what is happening now. what is happening now is this. You go into Blackbird, you purchase your hunting or fishing license or your combination, and you purchase your tags, and they are printed off, get this, on regular 8.5 by 11 paper.
Okay, now let me just kind of jump ahead. I would see something that's printed on non-special paper as something which is very easy to commit fraud with.
Oh, what you've got here is the state of Oregon, in their complete stupidity, this is going to sanction over-harvest. Because here's what's going to happen. They are trusting a population of people to hand them a tag on regular 8.5 by 11 paper and think those people are going to adhere to just that one tag and not run down and make duplicates. Because here's what's going to happen. If you look at the violations that occur right now, and I mean, you know, fairly good people otherwise, but they road hunt, which is officially illegal. They cheat in a variety of different ways when they're out fishing. And you think that population of people isn't going to run straight to Kinko's, or maybe they even have a copier at home, and make tag after tag after tag? Because especially if you're a self-processor, who in the world is ever going to catch you? If you're an Oregon State Police game trooper and
you... Yeah, you don't know which version of the you don't know which version of the copy tag is on that animal, right?
Bingo.
Uh-huh.
See, they created this horrific mess. And so here's what's going to happen. You still have to do mandatory reporting, but you only report one animal. And if we're having issues of all kinds, whether it's baby spring Chinook salmon being killed in the hatchery, to ocean conditions causing our salmon runs to collapse, to all the issues we're having with deer and elk, never mind the apex predators, all the other ones, and now you're going to add this? This ultimately could be the undoing of hunting and fishing completely, because over-harvest is going to happen. As sure as God made little green apples, it's going to happen. And then eventually, what do we have to go hunting and fishing for? Because people are going to gameplay this thing. And sorry that I'm expressing that much doubt in humanity. I have that much doubt in humanity because I sit in the woods and I'm on our lakes and our rivers and I watch what goes on.
Well,
this is a disaster.
All right. Now, has anyone else in the sporting and hunting world recognized the potential for fraud? Or are you the only one even bringing this up right now?
No, all kinds of people did.
Okay.
State of Oregon didn't want to hear it. They were warned. They didn't want to hear it.
Hey.
They were on a mission to do this.
Now, listen here, Greg. Got to understand, though. Just relax, because remember, we are liberals in the state of Oregon, and liberals can be trusted. Remember the healthcare song?
I'll sing for the place that my heart is called home.
Sing together.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's us. There is no one in Oregon that would ever take their tag and copy it and cheat the system. No one ever does that. This is Oregon. It's good, clean government, remember?
Yeah,
have you forgotten?
Honestly, I hate to be this cynical, but I actually think this is part of what they are intending to do. Because if you want to take away hunting and fishing, what's the best way to do it without causing an outrage?
Over-harvest, and then you have no choice.
That's a terrific way to do it.
Yeah, over-harvest, and then you have no choice. Maybe you're right.
Yep.
Maybe you're right. Good report there, Greg. Thanks for keeping us up, and if you hear any more, let me know Monday, okay?
Yeah, and believe me, I'm going to go into more depth on this on Rogue Weather, on the hunting and fishing pages, because this is an outrage of the highest order. And, you know, again, this is a prime example of what you get when you let one party dominate and rule your system that completely disconnects and will not listen to its citizens anymore. And that's what we've had in Oregon for 30 years.
All right. Amen on that, brother. Talk Monday, okay?
You got it.
And now the Oregon State Anthem. We'll talk to you Monday. Outdoor Report is sponsored by Waterworld Boat and Power Sport on Crater Lake Highway. I'm feeling so gentle.
I'm free to be healthy.
At Waterworld Boat and Power Sport, it's out with the old and in with the new 2019 side-by-sides and ATVs. Choose from a full line of everything Can-Am has to offer, including Defenders, Mavericks, Commanders, Outlanders, and Renegades. And Waterworld has the full line of 2019 Yamaha side-by-sides and ATVs, too, like the YXZ-1000Rs, Wolverines, Vikings, Kodiaks, and Raptors. Youth models, too. So if motorsports is your thing, Waterworld Boat and Power Sport is your place. On Crater Lake Highway in Medford, visit WaterworldMedford.com.
This is Bill Meyer for Welburn's Weapons. I've never liked modern striker-fired pistols all that much. Usually I complain about the mushy trigger. And then Terry suggested, Bill, try the Sig Sauer P320. It's the new modular pistol that the U.S. military is buying. It changed my thinking about what a striker-fired pistol can do. Crisp, predictable trigger, comfortable grip, and I was tearing the bullseyes out of targets within short order right out of the box. And a sweet price for Sig quality. Stop by Welburn's and see it today. Welburn's Weapons, Highway 62, just south of White City.
Save the date for January 16th when Kids Unlimited hosts Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, The Temptations. The Temptations. Live at the Kimmel Performing Arts Center on January 16th. Group tables of 10 and tickets are on sale now, but going fast for the legendary Temptations. January 16th. Proceeds benefit Kids Unlimited. For more information, visit KUOregon.org.
When you want the best, call A&PS.
Ashland Medford Plumbing Service is your full-service plumbing company. You can call them for a leaky faucet or all the way to new construction. Looking to expand your kitchen or add a new bathroom? Contact Ashland Medford Plumbing Service for a free on-site evaluation. On time, on budget, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit AshlandMedfordPlumbing.com.
When you want the best, call A&PS. Ashland Medford Plumbing.
Announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-331-3217. That's 1-800-331-3217. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-331-3217. That's 1-800-331-3217.
Hey, Stormy Daniels.
March.
It's totally ridiculous.
2018.
What the mayor of Oakland did.
ICE activity. Kim Jong-un.
To meet President Trump.
He fired Rex Tillerson.
March Madness.
Mike Pompeo is going to be
John Bolton understands.
National Security Advisor.
Serial bomber in Austin, Texas.
Stephen Hawking died. Facebook is warning.
This is more than just a march.
We are the change.
2019.
The U.S. economy is strong.
Happens here.
Expulsion of Russian intelligence officer.
With KMED and KCMD. You are now connecting to the Bill Meyer Show on 106.7 KMED and FM 99.3 KCMD.
7:31, we're going to break for news and catch up on a few things. Mr. X is in studio, and we're continuing a conversation. Yesterday we had Commissioner Dandy Young of Josephine County in here, and he was explaining why he ended up changing his oath of office. He said it was a personal thing when he did this a couple of years ago. And some people have been light my email inbox on fire because of changing the oath of office. I appreciated where he came from, that he believed that there was conflict between federal and state constitutions sometimes. Okay, we agree on that. Does that mean, though, that you say, and the laws thereof, that you scratch that out of the oath? Well, Mr. X and I were having a conversation about this, and as you well know, as you see him on the Facebook Live feed here, thank you to our friends over at Day Electric and dayelectric.com for that, by the way. We were having a conversation, and actually, it is a bigger deal than we might have thought when we actually go into it. And we're going to explore this here in just a bit on how the oath of office, when it is properly understood and used, can actually use these conflicts between the federal and state constitutions and the laws to actually engineer the path forward out of these miseries. That's is right. that is that kind of the shortcut way of looking at it?
I don't even have to say another word, Bill.
Okay, all right. So I did a good thing. All right. So we'll be back with Mr. X, also taking your calls at 770-5633. And also a reminder that we're going to have another $20 gift certificate up for grabs before I get off the air this morning for the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. I didn't do it yesterday. We're going to do one today for sure. And I have a really great question. This is a fun one. And it has nothing to do with politics, but it's about how you get your best chance of getting a job in today's America. So that's going to be our Real American Quiz question. I'll tell you more about that coming up. 7:33 at KMED and KCMD.
Oregon E-Deals has terrific discounts for you and your family during the month of January. While they last, save 30% on dining at Texas Roadhouse, 35% on Rogue Valley Family Fun Center, and over 50% on a family of four at Wildlife Safari. Make your family fun dollars stretch even further at OregonEDeals.com. And while you're there, check out dozens of other big discounts on more of your favorite restaurants and brew pubs, plus skiing, golfing, and much, much more.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
If you're considering a new heating system, Glacier Heating and Air wants you to know they're working with Energy Trust of Oregon to help you reduce energy costs and improve the comfort of your home. Call Glacier today for an estimate on a high-efficiency Trane heating system, and we can also help you access cash incentives to make it easier to improve your home's energy efficiency. Stay toasty this winter with Glacier, an Energy Trust of Oregon trade ally. Glacier Heating and Air, your independent Trane dealer. It's hard to stop a Trane. Visit GlacierHeatingandAir.com.
Here's a look at your headlines from KMED and KCMD News. I'm Shane Michaels. First up, the saga continues in the case of Josephine County and Pacific Power. The winds of a legal battle are blowing as the utility is asking a court to put a halt on the county's ordinance that stops the utility from charging a $36 a month fee for opting out of receiving a digital meter. According to the Daily Courier, County Legal Counsel Wally Hicks said that the county plans to file a motion to get the case moved to Josephine County. In other news, the number of Oregonians who got insurance through healthcare.gov declined last year. Brad Ford reports.
Open enrollment ended December 15th, and more than 148,000 Oregonians signed up through healthcare.gov. Elizabeth Cronin with Oregon Consumer and Business Services says that's about 8,000 fewer than 2016.
Down about 5%, but for us, every one of those enrollments is meaningful.
Cronin says for those people who signed up for health insurance, the ability to get help with premiums or to just buy a policy as an individual makes a big difference.
It means that an individual or a family in Oregon needed affordable coverage and they found it at the marketplace.
They'll be getting their first bill this month, and Cronin says it's important to pay it to start the policy.
And finally, a Rogue River man will spend 10 years behind bars. 18-year-old Daniel Cooley pleaded guilty to unlawful sexual penetration in the second degree and first degree sexual abuse. He was initially arrested in March and accused of sexually abusing a 12-year-old girl. That's a look at your headlines from the KMED and KCMD newsroom. I'm Shane Michaels.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Name brand tires and full service auto repair on Main Street in Phoenix. How are you handling this winter driving? Time for new tires? Hi, Katrina from Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, here to tell you our tire prices are the best around on brands like Michelin, Continental, BF Goodrich, General, Hercules, and more. We have the tires you need for the way you drive. Tires that will give you exceptional performance, handling, and year-round traction. We are family-owned and dedicated to providing you with the best products and services. Come see us, Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
Taxes are hard, and calling Pat Hurley is easy at 774-1040. He's a former Internal Revenue agent and is licensed as an Oregon tax consultant and enrolled agent. He's your friendly tax professional at 774-1040.
You've heard about the thousands of new jobs and tens of millions in annual tax revenue that the Jordan Cove Project will bring. But after years of hearing promises, how do you know that this time is for real? Well, for starters, you can check out the new owner. We're called Pembina. For 60 years, Pembina has done things differently. We call it the Pembina Way. It's about being a good neighbor. It's about protecting the safety of everyone, from our workers to the families who live here. And it's about preserving your land and your way of life so the next generation can share our love for hunting, fishing, and hiking. Why do things the Pembina Way? Because doing right by your neighbors is good for business, and that is good for all of us. Read the facts for yourself at www.pembinaway.com. Paid for by the Jordan Cove Energy Project LP and the Pacific Connector Gas Pipeline.
This is Herstal Jones of Jones & Associates Premier Financial Solutions. If you're retired or in the planning stages, we can help you maximize your income. Visit JonesFinancialTalk.com to schedule a complimentary strategy session. That's JonesFinancialTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Herstal Jones from Jones & Associates Premier Financial Solutions, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
News Talk FM, 106.7 KMED and 99.3 KCMD. Call the Bill Myers Show at 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED. Email bill@billmyersshow.com.
I like that little bit of energetic bumper music this Friday morning, 7:38. That's my guilty pleasure, Monster Magnet.
There it is.
Yeah, I don't. You're probably not into Monster Magnet. Stoner Rock?
No.
It's actually a stoner rock band. It's one of the best stoner rock bands in the 90s, as far as I'm... They always called it stoner. You would think that stoner rock would be more popular in the state today.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, it was just 20, 25 years ahead of its time.
Yeah. It's gravitated to other forms.
Instead, we end up getting that, well, you know... Sorry, I don't want to play that anymore.
Kumbaya.
That's it. That's the Oregon Kumbaya anthem, right? Live long, Oregon. Yay. And then you have the Blue Zones. Live long, Oregon. Blue Zones. All that social engineering, which, by the way, I'm going to have to talk to the mayor of Grants Pass, the brand new mayor of Grants Pass. And I just think he's a great guy. I've always enjoyed conversations with him. But I'd like to say, why are you allowing this gangrene, Agenda 21, social engineering, nudging NGO to even get into that system, get into your system of government, this blue zone. I know that blue zones, they're going to be doing an alley reimaging type thing, and now we're having a public listening system. I have to tell you, it's, you know, we have to get on our local county commissioners and our local government people that we elect, because they do things, they get involved, there may be grant stream funding connect to it, and how could you be against a healthier lifestyle? It's about social engineering nudges.
That's right.
And let me tell you, folks, I think Blue Zone's all a big part of that.
That's, I mean, a big, big part, Bill. It just
But it looks so innocent. But it looks so innocent. It's so pleasant. We're just wanting you to make the healthier choices.
It's the consistency and the, I ought to say, constant attack of bringing this in as an intrusion.
Yeah.
And, again, this is the idealism of a few trying to control the many. And it's, you get to this point and it's like, okay, well, what do you do? What do we need? Well, we educate ourselves. We make our own decisions. But the reality is they want to make the decision for you. And it's like, you go back to...
Or else they want to nudge you to the point where you think you're making your own decisions.
That's exactly
right.
And
I think that's a big part of this, too. All right, 20 before 8, Mr. X, as you can tell, he's in studio with me this morning. Mr. X is our crack researcher, and we delve into these documents and the gangrene policies and the soft communism that is foisted upon so much of Oregon. And we fight it, and we've been successful at a lot of this, but there's still so much work to do. We wanted to take up a kind of a postscript on what happened yesterday with our conversation with Commissioner Dan DeYoung of Josephine County. And I've always liked Dan, had a good time, always enjoy, you know, conversing with him. But he ended up changing his oath of office and didn't think it was all that big of a deal. I wasn't sure it was all that big of a deal at first, too. You and I had a conversation after the show, and maybe it was a bigger deal than I first thought. And that's why I wanted to kind of go into your line of thinking here, given that you are so connected in with, I mean, you should have been an attorney, really.
Well,
but...
You know what you have when you have an attorney buried up to his neck in sand?
Good start.
Not enough sand.
Oh, not enough sand. Oh, okay. Oh, that's so, right. No, the good start is if you have 50 attorneys in a 60 attorney bus, right?
Right,
you know, it's
right.
You have too many seats open. Now, if you're an attorney, you know, I'm just having fun with you. By the way, lawyers have the best lawyer
they
jokes.
They really do. That actually came from my brother-in-law. So,
so the oath of commissioner. I actually did a little looking up, did some research on this, because there is no specific oath that has to be sworn to when you're a county commissioner or an elected official in Oregon. Now, there is a suggestion on Oregon laws
This is part of the ORS, ORS 294.615. It says, before taking office, each commissioner shall take and subscribe the following oath before an officer qualified to administer oaths in substantially, now see, this is the opening here,
that's right,
in substantially the following form. All right. I, to which I've been appointed as a member of the Tax Supervising and Conservation Commissioner for Commission for Black County, will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of my said office, that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Oregon and all the laws passed in pursuance of either, that I will endeavor to secure economical expenditure of public funds sufficient in amounts to afford efficient and economical administration of the government in the county for which I have been appointed, and in each town, city, port, school district, union, high school district, road district, irrigation district, water district, etc., without fear, favor, or compulsion, and without hope of reward. That's right. Basically, I'm kind of skipping over it. It's a bit longer. It's actually quite a bit longer than the oath of offices that our commissioners right. and people are swearing to here in Southern Oregon. I actually like that example better. Well, it's a bit more descriptive, I thought.
When you look at these things, I mean, these are the realms that these commissioners work within, and it should be longer, and it should have that type of emphasis on all of that, because we're looking to these people to be our protectors.
So where is the problem then when you had the commissioner strike out and laws thereof?
Well, you have to remember that this entire program, this is like the conversation you and I had yesterday. As I go into it, within all of the laws, there are protections for us. We have to keep that in mind with our elected officials. We are electing them to protect us. You know, the biggest thing that we can look at right now is fire and smoke. Okay, what's going on there? You look at those things and you say, well, what protections can they offer? Well, you have to look at and dissect and tear apart all of the laws. If the state of Oregon, if the commissioner has to protect its citizens from an intrusion by the state of Oregon, how do we do it? How do we do that if the state of Oregon is doing something? The smart meter thing is the prime, one of the prime examples. Headline news the past couple days. There are, you know, court battles going on about this. There's, you know, Josephine County enacted an ordinance, and now it's going to be called into question. All of these things combined. But the reality comes back to, are the laws of the United States and the laws of the state, and then the agreement of the state to fulfill contractual guidelines within the admissions documents that it has. All of these things are part of a control unit that are supposed to work in unison to keep the intrusion of people that aren't supposed to be there at a minimum.
Okay. So let me just break this down then. To strike and laws thereof out of the oath of office is actually cutting yourself out of support of a law that could actually protect you.
That's right.
So it's not about the protecting yourself from the conflict
that's right.
between the state and the federal constitutions.
That's right. And it's like, if you, like in the smoke and fire issue, the county may have to go to battle against the federal government. And in the court, the laws thereof showing the actual guidelines of what is supposed to be being done against policy. See, this is what you have to understand. The intrusion of policy is not law. Policy is policy. Okay, so they change their policy. It becomes harmful. Now the county has to stand on the laws that show the government is there to protect the citizens from harm. So where do you find the law that gives you the ultimate protections against that intrusion? Well, the laws thereof are, and if you choose to strike that, well, why? You may have to use that. You may have to go there.
But striking that from the oath doesn't mean that he's essentially not going to use that
law.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm not saying that, you know, it's a total, you know, but I want to point out that there was no need to strike that.
No need to strike
there
that.
There was no need to
strike it. All
right,
so Commissioner DeYoung was concerned that, I couldn't swear to uphold the laws of both the federal and the state constitution because they could come in conflict. So what do you do then as an elected official when you find yourself with a conflict? Well, marijuana is the one which, of course, comes up most recently because we can see how the federal government is not a fan of cannabis.
That's
right. It's still Schedule One, still prohibited, et cetera. They did let the boot off of hemp the other day, so we know about that. But the state of Oregon, of course, has legalized cannabis. I was bringing up the fact that I said, well, you always say pursuant thereof to the Constitution. That's always a big big part of it. There's no constitutional authority for the feds to ban it.
Bear in mind that that is pertaining to both constitutions, which pertain to the admissions documents. All of these things combined, you know, you have to look at the actual federal laws. You have to look at the preemptive part of it. You have to look at how the state views it. You have to look at the acceptance of it, that the state made that decision. And remember, the state made the decision. It wasn't the county that made the decision. It was the state. So now you look at it and say, well, where are the protections when you go forward? Well, the protections when you go forward are the allowability of the state to make that decision. And that's the reality to it. Now, if you look at the laws thereof, the laws of the state allow the state to go through that. So you have to take into account that those are your protections for that move.
So when there's a conflict, then you're a county commissioner or a mayor or a city council, and you're looking at potential issues on something like this, you don't say that, all right, I'm going to strike out and the laws thereof, and then I'll just pick and choose.
Right.
You leave the oath as is.
Right.
And then you use the law to fight the conflict. Is that what I'm hearing?
The law is the only place that we have to turn for peace, okay? Peace within the law, okay? Now, if we have to look at that, it takes an educated county council. It takes an educated group of people to explain these things. You have to research. You have to read. You have to look at these things. We take apart and look at court cases. We look at decisions. We look at all of these things, and we find out where, why, when, and how, you know, on Supreme Court cases. That's where the understandings truly come from on constitutional values. And you can pick and choose and look at them, and you can see where a judge made a right decision or a wrong decision. And that's the essence of it all.
Am I hearing then, in effect, a county commissioner, when there's a conflict, then needs to gird their loins for possible legal action?
That's right.
To protect from the intrusion and use the law rather than saying, I'm just going to pick and choose laws.
Well, I gave you an example yesterday. And again, this was, all of this stuff, folks, was based upon personal conversation between Bill and I as we started.
And that's why I invited him in here. I thought, I'd like to talk about this on the air. Yeah.
You know, okay, the current pathway on the West Coast is the allowable use of drugs. Okay? So let's say the state of Oregon said, oh, we're going to allow heroin to be legal. Now,
I wouldn't like that, but well, be that as it may.
Let's just say that let's look at the end result, the end game. Okay, but let's just do a fantasy here and say what would it be? Well, how would you protect the citizens of Josephine County, of Jackson County, and everything? Well, you'd have to resort to federal law. You'd have to have the laws thereof that would prohibit that. You'd have to embark on that program.
But then isn't that saying on one hand, the federal government doesn't have the power to prohibit cannabis. I never thought it had the power to do so if you're looking at the actual law, the Constitution. But wouldn't that also apply to heroin and all the other scheduled drugs?
It's quite possibly it could. But the reality to the cannabis part of it was you have to look at the end result. We're not growing poppies in Oregon.
True.
Okay.
True.
So there, it's not an economic factor where they can say, well, the growing of hemp, the growing of marijuana is an economic agricultural system, and there's adds to our economy, and they can justify it. In the use of heroin, there isn't. So all I'm saying is that there's a pathway through that where that wasn't necessary to do. Okay, there's every aspect of the, you know, the actualities in it. You know, you can find the actual pathway in the law and hang on that part of it.
I wonder if the reason why many of us in county and local government don't really want to dig too much into this line of thinking of actually using the law to protect us is because we're conflicted ourselves in the way we fund our counties and in our local areas. Because
there's a large part of that.
Yeah, there's the grant stream funding issues.
Right.
There's the NGOs bringing in the grant stream funding, like I mentioned before. You have the federal government dangling, okay, well, you can't cut trees. Here's some timber replacement money. Oh, the county says, yay, you know, we're happy here. We're made whole. Of course, the people are still starving.
That's right.
But, you know, at least it's – and they don't want to get into the legal battle because
that's
of the
exactly
potential
right. –
of biting the hand that they see feeding
much
of government.
That's the point right there. And you look at, when I look at every aspect of this, I just look at it as, well, how did it function for so many years without altering your oath? How did it function? Well, it functioned just fine. It functioned because 30 years ago, the county commissioners had a not so intruded upon environment to function in. Now they're intruded upon on every level. I was discussing with you a little earlier, okay, the fires I'm going to go to.
All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to do that after the 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to hold you over here because we're not going to have time to cover all of that.
Okay.
But we just want to focus on the bottom line here. In your opinion, then, looking at the laws and the solutions to these intrusions that have afflicted Josephine County, Jackson County, Coos County, Curry, all of us here in Southern Oregon, these federal and state intrusions on our lives, the oath of office is actually there as a protection. The conflict, what you see as a conflict, is actually the path to work it out and fix the conflict.
That's what
you have to work that.
That's exactly
so
right.
So don't chase. It's actually okay.
You don't have to. He didn't have to do that. And, you know, in my mind, when I look at it, I want an educated commissioner. I want a commissioner that views these things as reality. This is how they have to function, because I'm counting on them while I'm out in the world doing my thing. I'm counting on them to make the right decision. Every aspect of what they do is important to all of us. And they have to be able to make the right decision, and it has to be an educated decision. And the move to say, well, I'm going to alter my oath because I can't honor both. Well, you better honor both. You better sit back and look at both of them, because you may have to fight the state, okay, through the federal laws.
Or okay? You might have or the federal have government to, through the state.
That's right.
Okay.
And you may have to force the state to react in a protective manner and change their policy.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hold that thought
okay.
there. And that's the continuing breakdown here of the research and looking at oaths and so much more, Mr. X. And we'll have more of that coming up.
At Planet Fitness, you can get down with your judgment-free self. Join for only $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment. Now through January 15th, Planet Fitness has cardio, weights, and locker rooms that sparkle like a glass of New Year's champagne. Only $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment. Now through January 15th. Join in-club or online at planetfitness.com. Planet Fitness, the judgment-free zone.
Stop in and take a tour at Planet Fitness in Grants Pass on Williams Highway and in Medford on Center Drive.
Annual membership fee applies. Participating locations only. See club for details.
If you need diagnostic imaging, you have a choice to make. You could spend a lot more money going where your medical provider sends you, or you can make the better choice and come to Mid-Rogue Imaging. At Mid-Rogue Imaging Center, we offer significant savings over hospitals and physician-owned facilities on MRIs, CT scans, ultrasounds, and X-rays.
When my son needed an MRI, I would have saved almost $1,000 at Mid-Rogue Imaging.
Mid-Rogue Imaging Center. Your community. Your health. Your choice.
This is Bill Meyer. For collision repair, there are many choices out there. My choice is Lithia Body and Paint. For over 70 years, they've been getting Rogue Valley drivers back on the road looking sharp. And when you go there for an estimate, you can't help but notice how impressive their facility is and their friendly professional staff. Needing collision repair is unfortunate, but I consider myself lucky to have found a great body shop when I need it. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint. Repairs so good, it's like it never happened. On Bullock Road in Medford.
Quiz time. What's our favorite Mexican restaurant?
Juan's El Caporal.
And why do we like it?
Because you like the chimichangas and chili rellenos, and Mom likes Mexican ribeyes.
It's chimichangas, by the way. And what's your brother get?
Cheeseburger and fries, like always.
And what do you get?
I love the chips and salsa and the tacos.
This conversation is making me hungry. Let's go to
Juan's El Caporal.
The Green Box on Highway 62, just north of Eagle Point, near the 234 intersection.
Oh, and don't forget the deep fried ice cream for dessert.
In times of constant chaos.
Chaos. Bring order to this chaos.
And crisis.
This crisis.
Nothing rattles Rush.
Kevin, are you there? Testing 1, 2, 3. Test. The phones are down. So nobody's there. But now most hosts right now would be panicking.
Always calm, cool, and collected.
No question. You tell most hosts the phones are down and the crutch is gone.
Rush, weekdays at 9.
But my friends, this does not affect me.
On FM 106.7 KMED.
Never miss the Bill Maher Show. Download recent podcasts at BillMaherShow.com or KMED.com. Brought to you by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Linux on Airway Drive off Vilas.
And by the way, you can not only download podcasts, and please, please do business with the people who do business with us, because they're supporting great talk radio here in Southern Oregon. And you know how it goes. I'm only half joking when I say nothing happens until something gets sold. And that includes the people who we talk about on our show and our advertisers on KMED and KCMD. Thank you so much for your listenership. We're going to break for the rest of the news here and also checking the markets. Apparently a bit of a rally back up, as rough as it was the other day. We're looking at a 600 point gain so far. Royal will break that down. We'll continue our conversation with Mr. X, our show's crack researcher on everything gangrene and policy consensus, and actually looking at the laws here. And we're going to be digging into how our county's fire plans actually have Let It Burn built into them and the efforts to stop that. We'll share more of that coming up on KMED and KCMD.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of